over to the department. Sorry, ma'am, you can.
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. The name is Fatima Ibrahim, and I'm one of the parliamentary legal advisors. Thank you.
Morning, Chair and honorable members and colleagues. My name is Omega Shalembe, DDG for SOB Oversight at Telecom and Postal Services Department.
Morning, honorable Chair and members. My name is Alf Wilkes, DDPS Policy Branch.
Morning, honorable Chair and members. I'm Sean Tom Riddell from the Chief State Law Advisor's Office.
Morning, honorable Chair and members. My name is Walter Clarkson. I'm Chairperson of the Board of the Meeting Subs.
Morning, my name is Walter Clarkson. I'm the
Over to me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Loli Sibis. I'm the Committee Secretary.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alex Foscati. I'm the Colonel Advisor for the Committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Amanda Finland. I'm the Committee Assistant.
Good morning, Bruno Sekani, Secretary to the Assistant.
Good morning, Bruno Sekani.
Emmanuel Ampuma from PMG.
Can we start with the policy? I received a policy for Honorable Mita in Jubilee. In Pony. Can we in the meantime? We didn't receive any submission. However, I'm going to ask if the department will say something or say anything if you want to say regarding the
thank you very much, Chair, again. We are glad to be back here again. We note that there hasn't been any comments on the consultation process. We are also not particularly surprised. We went through the same process as the department. The Postal Committee went through the same process. We console ourselves that this is rather straightforward, though it's not controversial in any particular way, and perhaps that could explain, you know, what we may see as the lack of public interest on the floor. Chair, we made a presentation last week. We took the committee through the bill in detail. Today, really, we thought we would entertain any of the public comments if there were any. In the absence of such change, we will be able to clarify any assessment the committee wishes us to do.
Chairperson,
Oprah
Minister, do you want to say anything?
Thank you. Well, with Chairperson members, I also got to go with the vision that fact that there's no comment is also an indication that there are probably no problem, crucially problematic issues. The important thing is we know that for many people the activities going out from this organization already are playing a major role in terms of their lives and their position in terms of the digital society. Thank you.
Can we hear from the State Law Advisor? Anything from your side?
Chair, nothing from my side.
Anything from your side,
ma'am? Chair, as I indicated in the last meeting, we went through quite a rigorous process in the portfolio committee, in this version of the bill was looks considerably different to the introduced version. So all of my initial concerns that I had have now been covered in this version.
Okay. Thank you.
We are going to proceed. I'm just waiting. Honorable Pakis is on his phone. Can you assist us to call them in? Because we're just waiting for them. And Pakis. Thank you very much. It's not a controversial bill, however, I think we can do the report. Good morning, honorable members. Welcome, honorable Mlambu, honorable Singh. Can you quickly introduce yourself? Thank you.
Thank you, honorable chair. We have already introduced the
Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we go to the report of the bill? The Select Committee on Communications for Public Enterprises, having considered the subject of the ICAM Fund Digital Skills Institute Bill, B10B, Stroke 2018 National Assembly, Stroke S75, refers to its report that it has agreed to the bill without any proposed amendments. Process followed by the committee. The ICAVA Digital Skills Institute Bill was referred to the Select Committee on Communications and Public Enterprises on 4th December 2018. The committee received a briefing from the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services on the 6th March 2019. The committee advertised the bill, inviting all interested stakeholders to submit written submissions and requesting them to indicate whether they would like to make oral submissions to the committee or not. The invitation was advertised over a period of 3 weeks, from 15 February to 8 March 2019, in national and regional newspapers in all 11 languages, radio, as well as on the parliamentary website. The committee did not receive any written submissions on this bill. Therefore, the report is being considered. That is the report. Can I have an indication? Anyone who proposed? Do you want us to go? Okay. Can I have a proposal to accept the report? Honorable Singh? Proposed? Honorable Safar Pool,
second.
Thank you. Report is. Yeah, I think we are done with it. I think it was. Can you say your last word to the department and then I can excuse you and then we shall go quickly to the
Just quickly. Honorable members, thank you very much. I guess at this point in the report adopted, I can only express the appreciation of the department. For us, this process dates way, way back, and we are just happy to see it
coming
to the stage. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm going to excuse you, and I think you I think you can thank you. Can we quickly go to the legacy report? And I think we dealt with the legacy report in the previous meeting, but we didn't have a quorum to adopt the report. Is there any members who want us to go through the report again? Honourable members, in which finish it almost. Do you want us? Let Eric must go to the report. Honourable Alche. Okay, thank you, Honourable Fai. If you see that it's not necessary, you still can recall the legacy report and also the end of the report. Then can I have indication of the adoption proposal? Can I have a proposal if you agree that the report, you can still remember the report? Or do you want us to go through the report? Okay, can I have someone who proposed the adoption?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I propose for the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Can I have a second? Honourable Fahu, second. Thank you. Can we go to the minutes? Can we go to the annual report? On the activities of the Standing Committee in Public Enterprises for the year 2018. Can I give you time to go through it? Or did you manage to? And it was also done here. E-3-0-5, if you still can remember. Can I have someone say, propose the adoption? Honorable Kapaku, propose?
Propose the adoption.
Thank you. Honorable Singh, can you put it on record? Your own?
Yeah. I second.
Thank you very much. Can we now deal with the minutes? Can we starting the 14th of November? The one of the 14th of November? Okay, the 14th of November 2018, the minutes is before you, page 2, page 3, 4 and 5, minutes of the 14th. Someone who can propose, Honorable Sapako?
Go for the option.
Honorable Papi? Second. Honorable Papi, second. The 20th of November, 2018. The adoption of the National Research Foundation Amendment Bill.
This one is the one who is
That is the one. It is the venue is Southern Sun Motel. Honorable Pocket? Honorable Singh?
I second.
Thank you very much, sir. The meeting of the 30 January 2019. We did it now, the outstanding, we must just have done so the legacy report and the annual report. We adopted the report just now. Can I have a proposal? Honorable Mlambu, honorable propose?
Yeah, I propose.
What's the powerful?
Second.
Thank you very much. Can we move to the 13th of February 2019? Briefing by Department of DPE on the repeal of Overval Resort Limited.
from Unisys Faculty. Okay. Me, and you second.
Honorable Pocket?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Honorable Tapako?
Second.
Thank you. Can we go to the minutes of the 20th of February, 2019? It's the presentation by the Forever Consortium BBBE Forum on the repeal of the Overval Resort. Honorable Sapako?
Approves.
Thank you. Moving to the 27th of February, the progress report on the matter between Alexcore and Rustaxial community. Honorable Party?
Opposed,
thank you. Honorable Sapapo? Thank you. The last one is the 6th March 2019. Briefing by the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Service on the ICAVA Digital Skills Institute Bill B. Honorable Sapako?
Opposed.
Thank you. Honorable Singh?
I second.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My chair. I love you so much, but I don't know why I forgot every time now.
Thanks, Chair. It's a question about the ICAM.
ICAM.
Yes. When was the date that we considered the deliberated as a committee?
Last year.
In fact, may I have a question? Honorable Nyambi, we dealt with the briefing last week, but we expected this week to look at the submission, or the recent submission, but we did not receive any.
Honorable Nyambi?
Are you referring to the presentation by the committee last week?
By the department last
week.
Yes.
Are you referring to the presentation by the department last week?
Yes.
You said, excuse me, that was the day of the deliberation?
Yes.
Yes,
we listened to the briefing. We also members engaged with the department. As the chairperson was asking them if there are any further issues that they wanted to clarify, they said they had none. That's why I had to come with read your report in case there is nothing. Otherwise, had we had any deliberation from the week, we would have entertained it.
And okay.
It's a process issue.
Okay.
Last week, I was part of the meeting. The department presented to us.
Mm.
We raised questions.
Mm.
It has been very clear that it took a National Assembly almost a year to deal with this bill.
Yes.
So already there were adverts that were out.
Mm.
And part of what was raised by Honorable Julius was the issue of us just rubber stamping what was coming to us.
Mm.
And my question was, my expectations in terms of a process was to have a day where we look at the bill as a committee. Because last week was a presentation by the department. And I don't remember us as a committee engaging about the bill, except to have what we have in front of us and agreeing. And, I'm raising it. It was going to be good to have somebody from the legal section to advise us according. Because it happened that it's being challenged, and the chair will come to us and say, but what really happened? Because I thought we were going to have a day as a committee to look at it and agree that it's in line with what we want, or we amend this and that. Except, besides the issue of asking them questions, then after asking them questions, then we are final adopting.
That's what I did. Yeah, I think on the pocket I'm going to say, I think you came late. That's exactly what we did. Can you proceed?
Because I
gave them an opportunity. I asked them in the light that we didn't receive any submission.
Mm, that's okay.
If everyone wants to ask questions, and if they want to say, even the legal department, can we adopt? Because we asked them afterwards yesterday, last week, if we didn't receive anything. can we do the simultaneous today?
I mean, why is Kumrit? Is Kumrit near the because the opposition is not here. It's exactly what was my concern, Chair. Mm. That's why last week I even asked Amanda to ask the recession to say why it is for the first time that this bill is presented to us. And then I got the answer. And then my major concern again was that, look, we are engaging the department on the basis of questions and languages, questions and answers. My attitude was that, yes, we can ask questions, but there must be where we make inputs as a committee and give direction to say, this is the direction, like we did, Honorable Chair, with your indigenous knowledge and public, film and publication. Because with that bill, we're able to say, no, this one we don't agree with, please change it. But with this bill, it didn't go that way. I think it must be a lesson to us and the coming members. And it confirms exactly my concern
of rubber stamping
and having pieces of legislation that you are dealing with at the tail end of the term.
Yeah, thank you very much. But like I'm saying, we discussed it this morning. And that's why you were on the phone outside. I asked, and there's Honorable Tingwat here, and Honorable Papu was here. I did ask them. Really, I did ask them. And then the chairperson, I even gave him opportunity to present even the legal people and even the department. I asked them because from our side we don't have any questions. They didn't ask any questions for clarity in that. The department was explaining and I asked them for comments first. That's what they was expected because they didn't receive any. I understand you, but I gave the opportunity for them to ask questions because what they were saying, we try to get Honorable Singh and Honorable Hi.
Oh.
But go again. We don't want to help them. We are going to proceed while you still outside. Mm. We try to prolong the process further. Thank you, Honorable.
Honorable members, last week the critical issue that was raised about the bill was the issue of it focusing, because what was presented last week is that it's a board thing, not the content of the bill. That was our concern last week. And we said anything that is not clarifying, even the deputy minister was here, they acknowledged that there are some serious limitations. So my expectations and my humble submission is that let's reconsider what we have done and allow a legal person probably in our last meeting to take a final, because once the department is presented, it's our bill, it's no longer a department issue. It's a comment that is supposed to say, because should it happen that it's going to be taken to court, it's the NCOP that will be embarrassed. It's not the department, it's not the National Assembly, it's the NCOP. And part of what was said when we met in our last programming is that we're not going to be held liable for what the NA decided to do, because it is towards the end, and we are mindful that should it happen that we amend something, then it means we have to refer it back and they won't be here, and then we must do something that will come back and haunt us and create some problems. So that's my worry about this one, because I'm in the dark about the content, and we raised a number of questions last week. You can go to the minutes and check the discussion. And we have never had an opportunity as a committee to engage. It does not mean that if we don't have submission coming from the public, then
we
don't have issues.
Don't have issues. Okay, thank you. Honorable Nambu?
Having heard what my colleagues are saying, or the comrades are saying, can I suggest that, Chairperson, maybe you consult with the the parliamentary legal team.
I think what I heard from Honourable Nyambi is that we must get them in to come and explain in front of the committee so that we can engage and then say in the light of it we agree with the, I don't know. Honourable Nyambi, is that your proposal? Or can we call them now to come in?
There's no way that you can push up this now, Chair.
Yeah.
Let's agree that next week we can try.
Yeah.
Should it happen that we are failing, there's no harm in us deferring into the next parliament.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to rush this thing, it will embarrass us. Should it happen, the opposition will follow what we've done.
Yeah.
They will take it to court and they will say something that was done for a year and then NCOP has done it in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's highly impossible.
You want to say something?
Honorable Nyambi, I consulted with the legal advisor on Monday and even yesterday to check if there is any other thing that she sees that may be a problem. She said nothing. That's why I even had to prepare this report together with her to look at it. And even this morning, I reminded the chairperson to say, please check with the legal advisor, our parliamentary one, besides the state law advisor, if there is any other thing. She said there was nothing. But it's, may I please get clarity now? Must I put this bill for next week's meeting?
Let me clarify you. Go back and check the minutes. The minutes will tell you all the issues that were raised in our last meeting. So who clarified us in those issues that were raised last week? Because what was presented to us was the composition of the board, what the board would be doing, and we're very clear that we don't get the content of what the bill will address. And the challenge is facing young people, if it's focusing on people that have passed the metric and the implications of that. And they acknowledge in front of us that there are some serious gaps and limitations. And instead of us addressing those gaps and coming with something that will make us to understand, then if we want to do it for the sake of compliance and passing a bill that's presented to the House, then it's good, let's have it. But if we want to be fair to ourselves and do justice, I don't think that this is the way to go.
Okay.
Well, it's unprecedented, we have never done it. Since we have started as a committee, I think we have been working fine up to this far. And if they want us to short circuit, our programming will be here. It's the one who's always telling us that if they fail to plan that side, and then they make it our issue.
Okay.
I have a problem with that approach.
Oh, thank you. I agree with you. Let's do justice. Let's get them in next week to come and make the concerns that we can engage on that one that Honourable Nyambi was asking. And then we can bring from there forward to something. We already accepted, but only to get clarity. Honourable Nyambi?
You're looking at me.
Yes, but
you're
looking into
Honorable
Patrick.
And I didn't raise my hand.
But
yeah.
You're looking into my eyes.
Yes,
exactly.
Am I exactly.
Right on
exactly.
My...
Black eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My summary.
You know, I even thought these people, right, like they are here, they are going to do exactly what Honorable Nyambi is saying. So, I will be correct, Honorable Nyambi, to say today it was just a wasteful expenditure because they came all the way to come here and then to stay here for 5 minutes and move on.
May I humbly get clarity on this? Must I call only the parliamentary legal department?
You cannot only call the legal department. They cannot take us through to say to answer our questions. Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
So the department.
But I will I want to disagree. I was saying yesterday, we don't want Honorable Nyambi say wasteful expenditure. We must see that there is a forum. Therefore, that was my duty to do it. If Honorable Members was not here, I must say it on record. To do their work, to ask questions, whereas I tried. The Honourable two members were here to raise their hands to ask the questions. I cannot say, you must ask a question of this, or better of this. That's what I want to say. I gave the opportunity because while we was waiting for the other members, I gave the opportunity for engagement. I'm on record and I will say it again. I even go that far to ask the chairperson. I gave unnecessary time to other people to interact. So I think we must go back and invite people because we cannot, the legal people cannot say the process was right because we asked her. She was saying we can do both on one day. But the concern of the committee here is that there was issues in the previous minutes raised which the department didn't engage us or give us a clear answer on that one. I think that is a concern. Honorable Nyambi, am I right? Thank you.
Chair, in agreeing with you and even if honorable members can check the minutes, the conclusion of the minutes, if you can allow me, Chair, is saying the committee thanks the department for fruitful engagement and hope to deliberate more during the meeting where it will be considering the written submission on the same bill. Deliberate more. They are not deliberations. They were taking it, we're going to the house. I can take this minute and take it to court and say there was an undertaking that is going to be deliberations. There were no deliberations, and then we've just adopted a bill. And when they will be making statements in the house, it will embarrass us. That's my worry.
Okay. Thank you. So, thank you very much. I think we are going to do just this. I will advise you after the meeting what you must invite them, both the department and the chairperson of the board, just to come and give us. We can do it on the one day if we so wish. It's a forum.
So
I don't think it's a forum thing next week. It's just that we can collaborate on that. We already have
okay.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nyambi and Honorable members for the advice. Let me just ask you of the record. I think the meeting is adjourned.
You can stand up in the
Can I ask you a little advice on that one? If my summary is right. Is it, we are all, INC, I can ask you. We already adopt. Do we need to redo it now if we are going to collaborate?
My take is that we want to resume in a way that if the challenge was covered, if we are proceeding like we have done today, it would definitely not change the life at the head of the team. It should never be a challenge because there will be following interest. And there will be a risk.